This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. The journey with the Quran is the most beautiful journey a person can go through or can travel. And there is no joy, there is no happiness for any person if he lives away from the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And that's why I urge my brothers and sisters to approach the Quran from this angle, the love, and if it happened, as some people said, that we might not feel access, that we are able to access the Quran, force yourself to access the Quran. Yes, until Allah Jalla wa Ala purifies your heart, and then you will see that the Quran is accessing your heart. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in Tafsir qawlihi ta'ala, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون, as a reflection. He said that no one will touch the Quran except the one who has purified his heart or her heart. Once the heart is purified, then the Quran will penetrate his heart. Yeah? And we need to force our hearts to be that sponge or that heart that act like a sponge towards the Quran, only towards the Quran, where when the Quran comes, it receives the Quran, it welcomes the Quran, it absorbs the Quran. This is the case of the real believer. Iyas ibn Muawiyah, one of the early scholars, he said, the example of the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala to the believer is like the example of people who were living in dark, and they received a letter from their leader or from their king. And they are expecting a very important message to them, but they don't have light to read it. And the one who reads the Quran, but he does not understand what is in the Quran, he's like that example who received the letter from his leader while he is in need of it, but he can't read it. And then the one who explains the Quran for him is like the one who brought some kind of light for this person or for these people, so they will be able to read what is in the letter of their leader because of that light. The mufassir, who is explaining the meanings of the Quran, is like that person who provided light for those who are unable to read the message from their leader. And we can take from this that if the person is away from the Quran, he is living in a complete dark. If he starts reading the Quran, some light is coming to him. If he is able to understand the Quran, then he is what? He has light to what? To see what is in the Quran. Yes, my dear brothers, and I urge all of you to enjoy the life with the Quran. Yes? It was reported that some of the Salaf said, I had jihad with myself for 20 years, yes, to enjoy the Salah. And after 20 years, I enjoyed the Salah. There is one similar statement of one of the Salaf. He said, I had jihad with myself for 20 years to enjoy the Quran, and I started to enjoy the Quran. To understand the Quran means understand the Quran properly. Yeah? And I started to do that after 20 years. Otherwise, the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ, it means that full understanding of the Quran. Okay, we are doing surat, or we are trying to live with or within surat Ar-Rum. And we said that Surah Ar-Rum is talking about the power of Allah Jalla wa'ala and the great creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And He is the one who creates whenever He wants. He is the one who creates whatever He wants. He is the one who does not change and everything changes. He is the one who owns and possesses the power. And everyone who possesses the power, such as the Romans, one time will lose it. But Allah Jalla wa'ala will never lose His power. Allah Jalla wa'ala, Almighty, all the time, kama kan, as He was, Jalla wa'ala. Yeah? And no change will occur to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Okay. Allah Jalla wa'ala said in the previous ayat, or Allah Jalla wa'ala gave us some of His signs. We said that Allah Jalla wa'ala told us about 6 major signs that we can see in His creation. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala after that, or by the end of that, He said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ among the signs of Allah Jalla wa'ala that the heavens and earth are established because of His commandments. Which means that if Allah Jalla wa'ala is not supporting the heavens and earth, they will what? They will go bad, there will be mischief, there will be corruption, there will be fasad, there will be chaos, there will be all types of problems. But because of Allah Jalla wa'ala, the heavens and earth, they are moving in a very smooth order. وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Everything in the heavens and earth is listening to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Everything. And that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala said, فَإِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إذا أنتم تخرجون. As Allah Jalla wa'ala said in the other ayah, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah Jalla wa'ala wants something to happen in the heavens or in the earth, Allah Jalla wa'ala would just say كُنْ and it will happen immediately. ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. My dear brothers and sisters, we say that Allah Jalla wa'ala loves to speak about Himself. Allah Jalla wa'ala loves to glorify Himself. And hence, if we want Allah Jalla wa'ala to love us, we should speak about the greatness of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And we should establish the greatness and magnificence of Allah Jalla wa'ala in our life. And this is the ultimate aim of Sharia. The ultimate aim of Islam. Yes? Is not to live a decent life, is not to establish justice on earth, is not to maintain peace on earth. These things are secondary aims. They will be established once the real glorification of Allah Jalla wa'ala is established. And there is no taste for the ibadah, wallahi, ya brothers. Even the salah, it will have the real taste. You will get the real taste of the ibadah if you feel that you are communicating with Allah Jalla wa'ala during the ibadah, and in particular, you are as if you are saying to Allah Jalla wa'ala, I am trying to glorify you. And hence, the person is doing the ibadah, any kind of ibadah, especially the salah. If the person will try to establish khushu' during the salah before, because he feels that establishing khushu' is part of glorification of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and when the person thinks about something other than Allah Jalla wa'ala in the salah, after the salah, when he says astaghfirullah, he will feel that it is coming from his heart. He is really making istighfar. It is not just a statement that is uttered by his tongue, because he feels that subhanallah, this salah that is meant to be for Allah and Allah only, I thought about something insignificant. Ya Allah, astaghfiruka. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ, because I did not perform salah that does befit your majesty. This happens when the person feels what? That the salah is meant what? To establish the azama, the greatness and the magnificence and the glory of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And if he feels that the salah is not meeting the basic requirements of that, he says, oh, subhanallah, what kind of salah is this? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And it comes really from his heart. Not astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Yeah? And this is the real istighfar, my dear brothers and sisters. And when the person has that feeling, yes, he will not feel he will not feel proud of his ibadah before Allah. Yes? He will never be proud of his ibadah before Allah, because he feels, Ya Allah, was there enough ikhlas in it? One. The other thing, have I done it as you deserve it, Ya Allah, or not? Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. So this is the essence of ibadah. This is the essence of ibadah. So Allah Jalla wa'ala likes to speak about himself. Allah Jalla wa'ala likes to speak about his glory. Allah Jalla wa'ala likes to glorify himself Jalla wa'ala. That's why he mentioned those ayat, and then he mentioned وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Subhanallah, when you hear statements like this, a statement of honor, and wallahi the person feels empowered by this statement, that look as if he is telling to the east and west, to everyone, forget about yourselves, you are worthless. The real mulk and kingdom and the real powers lies with Allah Jalla wa'ala. And Allah Jalla wa'ala owns everything. If I am with Allah Jalla wa'ala, yes, and I am following the commandments of Allah Jalla wa'ala, that is more than enough. I don't care about anything that happens, and no one can defeat that deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Such a power statement when Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Every single thing is what? Qanit means in a state of obedience to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Whether Muslims, whether kafirs, whether human beings, whether animals, whether any other being, whether mountains, whether heavens, whether earth, whether seas, whether oceans, whether trees, everything is what? Submitting in obedience, in long obedience to Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala confirmed again about his majesty and his power. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. He creates whenever he wants, and he regenerates the creation. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. And regenerating or creating the khalq again is easier for him. Nothing is difficult for who? For Allah Jalla wa'ala, the Almight, Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Subhanallah, the whole universe is the dominion or the ownership of Allah Jalla wa'ala. No one owns anything in this, the whole universe, other than Allah Jalla wa'ala. And Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who is, the only one who is perfect, whether in the heavens and earth. وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if we were to give any example, this is the other meaning, if we were to give any example of something perfect, then Allah Jalla wa'ala is more perfect than that. وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. The perfect example is only for Allah Jalla wa'ala. Where in the whole universe. وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala gave an example, a very rational example. We spoke about that. ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم. Allah Jalla wa'ala gave an example. He said, you look at yourselves. Look at yourselves. If you own someone, yes, if you own a slave, مما ملكت أيمانكم, and do you think that those whom you own something, own part of what you own part of you what you own, or control something that you control, that's why you are afraid of them? You own them and then you become afraid of them because they control some of what you control. ضرب لكم من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء. So when you order, yes, as if those slaves that you own, they also order, it is impossible. It is impossible. Yes, because they are your slaves, they have no say if you say something. Yeah? So look, if this is the case with you and your slaves, then do you think that you can own something beside Allah Jalla Ala and you have control over anything that Allah Jalla wa'ala owns? So you become like partners of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah says something and you say something in His creation, and there will be competition between what you say and what Allah Jalla wa'ala says. Can this happen? Think about it. Think about it. Allah is the one who created you. And Allah Jalla wa'ala, He owns you. Allah Jalla wa'ala, He has the dominion of everything. Do you think that you still have control over what Allah Jalla wa'ala has given you? It is impossible. Yes? That's why Allah Jalla wa'ala says, كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. This is a rational statement. This is a rational statement. Okay? This is a rational conclusion that even, okay, forget about a slave, because maybe here now there is no slavery. Think about yourself as a big manager. You command whenever you want and you order your employees to do whatever they want. You can kick out any employee who goes against your orders. Yeah? And then, do you think that your employee can give orders that have the same power and authority as your orders? It is impossible. If he were to say this, or if he were to do this, you will kick him out. As simple as this. Allah Jalla wa'ala said, if this is the example that you see in your life, then what happened to those who are mushrikun? Allah Jalla wa'ala said, بَلِ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءً بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Those people who attribute partners to Allah Jalla wa'ala in reality, they have what? They have followed their desires. Now, once we say their desires, it doesn't mean that they have followed only the sexual desires or lust, but the desires sometimes include what? Include following their nafs, and they want to be arrogant, and they want to show off. Yes, like the desires of Fir'aun. The biggest desires for Fir'aun are what? Showing off. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Yes, arrogance, pride. Yes, these are desires. These are the most dangerous desires. So Allah Jalla wa'ala said, those are zalimeen and they followed their desires. That's why they are committing shirk. After this, Allah Jalla wa'ala said, after saying that these people have followed what? Their desires. They have no rational argument. Yes, they have no rational argument. They followed their desires that took them away from what? From the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, from the original deen. Allah mentioned this clearly in the coming ayah. Fit fa'aqim wajhaka lid-deen hanifa. Yes? So set, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Jalla wa Ala is addressing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayah, and he is addressing the whole humanity, okay, because of that, or that he is addressing the whole humanity in that discourse. Yes, as Allah Jalla wa Ala, or like that ayah, when Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha talaqtum an-nisa," Allah Jalla wa Ala addressed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in reality, he addressed all believers, or you can say he addressed the whole humanity. Same thing, Allah Jalla wa Ala is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore, O Muhammad, set your face towards the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Set your face towards the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala, or establish your face upon the religion of Allah Jalla wa Ala. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Yeah? لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا means Hanif, worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala and keeping away from anything that takes you away from worshipping Allah Jalla wa Ala. The word Hanif, yes, the word Hanif means he is diverted. Yeah? From what? From shirk to the right path. And you can look at it as, this is the right path. Yes? Siratullah al-Mustaqim. Yeah? And it is straight. So don't look at the shirk around you. Don't be digressed or diverted or distracted by the shirk. No. Leave anything that distracts you and remain on the right path, which is the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this is the original meaning of Hanifa. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفَ فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. They say the word Hanif is Hal. Hal means the situation while you do something. So it can be set your face while you are Hanif. So this is one explanation. Yes, for Hanif. So it is Hal from what? From Aqim. Yani set, okay, in a state of Hanif, yes, not to be distracted by the shirk, okay, yeah, your face. Or it can be set your face and make your face on the straight path. Or it can be set your faith on this deen that is Hanif, on this deen that is what? Straight. Yeah, and the meanings are quite close to each other. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, after saying, O Muhammad, and it is an address for the whole humanity, as we said, طيب, set your face on the right path, yeah, which is the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And by the way, he said, set your face, because they say that the face is what? The most honored part of the human being, yes, and it contains his main senses. Yes, in his face he sees, yeah, and in his face, in his head he hears, yeah, and it is the most honored part of his body. And when the person is walking, he walks towards the direction, or he sets his direction based on his face first. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala said, set your face. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is the fitrah of Allah that He set all, or established all human beings on it. Yeah? فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is one meaning or one interpretation of the structure of the ayah. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Yeah? And فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. فِطْرَةَ is a masdar. Yes? As if we say, write actual writing. So once we say actual writing is like a masdar. أُكْتُبْ كِتَابَةً. Yeah? أَقِمْ إِقَامَةً. Yeah? Establish, real establishment. But here, this, they say it is a masdar from the ma'na, not from the lafz, because it is fitra, not iftir fitrata, no, fa'aqim fitrata. Yes, fa'aqim wajhaka lid-dini hanifa, which means establish your face on the straight path of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And this is, yes, this is the actual fitra of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Is it clear? Yeah? Is it clear in terms of the structure and the general meaning of it? Yes? So this is the fitrah, okay, of Allah Jalla wa'ala that He has created people on. And the word fitrah means what? The original creation. Okay? Linguistically, fitrah is means the original creation or the original disposition. And we translated as what? The natural disposition. In Surah Fatir, Alhamdulillah, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, Ibn Abbas said, I didn't know the meaning of Fatir except when I heard one of the Arabs saying, this is my well, and this is, and I, وَأَنَا فَطَرْتُهَا, means I built it. I built it. Okay? I am the one who originate it. So the fitra means the original, the state of the original creation, the natural disposition. Okay. Now, what is the fitra? What is the fitra? طيب. This is a matter of discussion. The ayah says, establish your face on the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala, not being distracted by the shirk. Yeah? Or by anything that takes you away from the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And then that, all of it, is the fitra of Allah Jalla wa'ala. طيب, that is the fitra of Allah Jalla wa'ala. التي فطر الناس عليها. And that fitra, as we will see now, it will never be changed. لا تبديل. Okay. لا تبديل لخلق الله. So what is the fitra? What is the fitra? The fitra, they say it is the actual the natural disposition, okay, or the original creation. طيب, what is the original creation? Is it the original creation in terms of how people look? No, because here Allah Jalla Ala is talking about what? He's talking about deen. So it is not yani how people look. طيب. But it means that يعني the two explanations for the fitra. The first one, which most of the Salaf accepted, is what the fitra is, is submission to Allah Jalla wa'ala. طيب. The fitra is submission to Allah Jalla wa'ala, which means that, as we said before, that the Allah Jalla wa'ala created human beings believing in Him. Yeah? As He created them to naturally, yes, to naturally love to be decent, love to be respected, love or hate to be cheated, hate to be humiliated, love to be honored, hate lying, yes, and Allah Jalla wa'ala also created them love to cover their private parts. Allah Jalla wa'ala also created them in a way that they like to drink water. Allah Jalla wa'ala also created them in a way that they naturally like to eat, they become hungry and like to eat. Allah Jalla wa'ala also created them in a way that they like to have rest. Allah Jalla wa'ala also created them with many qualities. This is embedded, yes, in their creation. طيب, There is the actual creation and there is the actual morals and attitudes that Allah Jalla Ala embed them in human beings or created them with human beings. With that, Allah Jalla Ala created them to acknowledge that there is a supreme being above them. Yeah? And this supreme being who is above them, maybe they don't know his name, but they like to move to him. Yeah? They like to submit to him. This is natural. This is the natural disposition is created with every single human being. طيب? And they say this is the meaning that is accepted by most of the Salaf, and it is supported by a number of hadith and adilla. Yes, from the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Yeah? Oh, and remember when Allah Jalla wa Ala created from the reins of Adam, yani the offspring of Adam, He took them and He told them, Am I your Lord? Which means that Allah Jalla wa Ala inserted in them to acknowledge His Lordship over them. Yes, so they said, yes, we acknowledge your Lordship above us. Yeah? So Allah Jalla wa Ala said, so don't say on the day of resurrection, we were heedless or unaware of your Lordship. Yes? I have now inserted it. It is embedded in your morality, in your thinking, in your, it is part of your natural disposition. Okay, so this is the meaning of the fitrah. This is one adil, one verse. And there are a number of other verses from the Quran. From the hadith, all of us know that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah, each newborn baby is born upon fitrah, and his parents make him a Yahudi or Nasrani or Majusi. He did not mention that his parents make him what? Muslim, which means that he is already Muslim. Yeah? Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, that he said, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ حُنَفَاءَ ثُمَّ اجْتَالَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala created all people, hunafa means on the straight path, away from shirk. And then the shayateen took them to what? To shirk. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fitrah of a human being is like a lamb that is born with no destruction, with no deficiencies. طيب. And he said, have you seen it when it is born without deficiencies, innocent as Allah Jalla wa Ala created it? Okay, this is the meaning of another hadith as well. And there are a number of a hadith that proves that human beings were born on what? On the fitrah. Also, the fitrah, which is submission to Allah Jalla wa Ala, طيب, part of the fitrah of a human being is that they like decency. Yeah, they like decency. And they like, as we said, certain qualities. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَمْسٌ مِّنَ الْفِطْرَةِ. Five qualities from fitrah. What are those? Yeah, you will be surprised. طيب. طيب. خَمْسٌ مِّنَ الْفِطْرَةِ. Trimming the mustache. Yeah? And growing the beard. Trimming the nails. Shaving the pubic hair and plucking or removing the underarm hair. Yeah? This is خَمْسٌ مِّنَ الْفِطْرَةِ, has two meanings. That if human beings by nature, they like to look decent, طيب, and men in particular, it is part of their natural disposition. If you just let them live as yani natural as position, they will leave their beards and they would like their mustache to be trimmed. Yeah? Not to be grown in a way that yani that makes the person who sees them be put off. Okay? And if you leave them, they will not like to see their nails growing. Yeah? So they look like as if they are the nails of animals. Yeah? And they also like to remove the underarm hair. They like to remove the puberty hair as well. This is khamsun min al-fitra. This is the riwayah of Sahih Muslim. And طبعاً there are some other riwayat when the Prophet ﷺ said, عشرون, 10 qualities from fitra. Okay? So which means that there are certain qualities that human beings are born having those qualities. The scholars also said that part of those qualities is a human beings. طيب, human beings like to what? طيب, to cover their awra. Why? Because when Allah Jalla wa Ala exposed the awra of Adam and Eve, what Allah Jalla wa Ala said? فَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. Naturally, when the awra was exposed, they start to cover their awra by what? By the leaves of the trees of Jannah. Subhanallah, may Allah forgive us. Yeah, today I was with a brother in the morning, and there was a lady. She crossed the in front of us. We stopped for the red light, and then the lady was walking, and she was wearing reveal clothes. There was some air, and that air removed her skirt, and she immediately covered it because she was wearing a short skirt. Anyway, our eyes see what is happening around us. Okay, so she was in front of me, we'll try to lower our gaze as much as we can. But I said, Subhanallah, the natural reaction from her is to what? Is to cover herself. Subhanallah, this is the natural reaction. Why do they uncover themselves? Why do they uncover themselves? This is the fitrah. So that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala said, fitrat Allah, nothing will change the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. طيب, nothing will change the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Whether we said the fitrah, which is that people submit to their Lord, and the other qualities that Allah Jalla wa Ala have embedded them in human beings, to like good akhlaq, to hate bad akhlaq, and so on. Okay, this is the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. طبعاً, we can expand this meaning of fitrah to say that Allah Jalla wa Ala created universal, divine laws. They can be also part of the fitrah. Universal laws, how the rain comes down, how animals react or act, how the crops come about, and so on. These are universal laws, and many other universal laws as well. For example, how nations become strong and how nations decline, and how they can become strong again. These are universal laws. As we said, that Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned the Romans, that they were defeated and they will defeat. This is one of the universal laws, divine universal laws. And it will be very interesting for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to understand the universal laws of Allah Jalla wa Ala in order to operate within those universal laws, in order to operate within the fitra and not against the fitra of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And when people act or operate within the fitra of Allah Jalla wa Ala, they will see and they will receive support from everything around them, because everything is working upon the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay, then after that Allah Jalla wa Ala said, لا تبديل لخلق الله. Nothing will change what? خلق الله. Before Allah Jalla wa Ala what used the word fitrah, and here Allah Jalla wa Ala used the word what? خلق, which means that this is this as well. The khalq is the fitrah. Right? Because he used khalq to refer to the fitrah as if it is the same meaning. لا تبديل لخلق الله. What does it mean? طيب. No change let there be in the خلق of Allah جل وعلا. Okay. لا تبديل لخلق الله. What does it mean? The first easiest meaning is لا here is not نافي. Is not نافية but ناهية. ناهية means don't change the خلق of Allah. Yeah, don't change the fitra of Allah جل وعلا. طيب, don't change it, don't alter it. The fitra of Allah جل وعلا, leave it as it is in every matter. Okay, there is another meaning that لا here is what نافية means. There is no change that can occur for the fitra of Allah جل وعلا. طيب, the first one is ناهية, don't do it. Yes, is a command. This one is a statement. There will be no one who can change the fitra of Allah جل وعلا. طيب, لا تبديل لخلق الله. ذلك الدين القيم. How can we say that there is no change for the خلق of Allah جل وعلا? But we see, طيب, that many people, they reject Islam. Either they reject the to establish the lordship of Allah جل وعلا, okay, or they deny the existence of Allah جل وعلا, or something similar. So in fact they have changed the fitrah of Allah جل وعلا. So how come Allah جل وعلا said there will be no change for his fitrah, and those people have actually what changed their fitrah, and they denied, for example, the existence of Allah جل وعلا or the lordship of Allah جل وعلا. No, the answer for this is no. Those people have not changed the actual fitrah, the natural disposition. They have not changed that. It is there, remaining there. They can't change it. But what happened? They have covered it. That's why al-kafir ismuhu kafir. Why? Because he covered the truth. Yeah? And this proves that the fitrah is what? Is in every human being. It is there. Every human being is born believing in Allah جل وعلا. Allah جل وعلا called the one who does not believe in him and does not submit to him, to submit to his commandments. Yeah, the main features of his commandments, such as submission to him, not worshipping someone beside him, not to believe in his messengers, including Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla ala called them kuffar. The word kafir means what? Means what? Kafara means either rejected the truth or covered the truth. طيب, yeah. Both, either this or this, which means that the truth is there, but those kuffar have either rejected the truth or what? Or covered the truth. This is the actual meaning of what? Of kafara in, yani the actual linguistic meaning of it. Which proves that, because Allah Jalla wa'ala wouldn't call them kuffar, yeah? Yani out of injustice for them, which proves that Allah Jalla wa Ala knew that actually they acknowledged internally they are born on the truth, which is submission to Allah Jalla wa Ala, but they have either rejected that or what, or covered it. Yeah. So Allah Jalla wa Ala said, "La tabdila li khalq Allah." In reality, they believe in it. And that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the other ayah, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا what? أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Internally, they believed in it. They knew the haqq. But they are what? جَحَدُوا بِهَا. جَحَدُوا بِهَا means they rejected it. Yeah? So that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala said, nothing will change his fitrah. And that's why, as we mentioned this number of times, Yeah, we should believe that we are supported by the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and even in da'wah to Islam, we should use طيب, this principle of fitrah in our da'wah. And not to worry much about what? Rational argument to prove the existence of Allah Jalla wa Ala, or to prove, for example, the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To prove the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be proven by the rational argument. But the existence of Allah Jalla wa Ala, طيب, does not need a rational argument. And I did mention to one brother once, have you ever seen a person who was agnostic or atheist accepting to believe in the existence of Allah Jalla wa Ala as a result of a debate? Have you, I'm asking you as well, have you ever seen a person, yes, who is accepting that, oh yeah, now I am convinced that Allah does exist after a debate? No, because the issue is he is not or she is not rejecting the existence of Allah Jalla wa Ala as a result of what? As a result of a real intellectual doubt. No, he is just rejecting it. He doesn't want to believe in the existence of Allah Jalla wa Ala for a particular desire, not for a rational, a real, genuine, rational argument. Okay, this is the fitrah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. لا تبديل لخلق الله. This is the deen al-qayyim. This is the straight path. This is the straight deen. This is one meaning of it. Yeah, there is another meaning of it, that this is a deen al-qayyim. This is the deen that is superior above any other deen. Because the word qayyim, have this meaning that it is straight, and it can have the other meaning that it is what? It is the superior one. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala is al-qayyum. Al-Qayyum means everyone is in need of him, and he doesn't need anything because of what? His supremacy or superiority over his creation. And this is the nature of this deen. And this deen, because it is the deen of the fitrah, all human beings believe in it, it will remain as superior. Yeah, because it is the deen that is in conformity with the divine laws and the creation of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay, we'll stop here. We continue the tafsir of the ayah, inshaAllah. Okay, next time, we took some time in explaining this ayah. Okay, we were not planning to do this, but anyway, alhamdulillah. Okay, JazakAllah khairan. If you have any question, JazakAllah khairan. Barakallahu feek.